I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stephen 10 in the morning, now 7:36 here on KNSS. Of course, we're getting close to election, just a few days off now. And this week, weekend, we're going to be campaigning by both Trump and Harris. Well, let's find out what they're up to and where they're going. Fox News Radio's Ryan Spells is with us this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate the Odessa shout-out because I actually started my career there.
You did. My wife actually lived there for a while when she was a younger person. So I've been there, and I'll tell you what, Ryan, does it get any flatter than that place?
It does not. It does not get any flatter. It does not get any drier either.
Oh, no. It's something else. Ryan, of course, we're getting down to crunch time here, if we're not in crunch time. So where's former President Trump been? Where's he going on this weekend then?
All right, so you got a rally tonight in Traverse City, Michigan. Then he's going to stay in Michigan for Saturday, where he'll be in Novi. And then you've got a rally in, same day, actually, State College, Pennsylvania. And then, of course, New York, the Madison Square Garden rally is going to be taking place on Sunday. So a very busy weekend for the former president.
At least three states then, winding up on the home turf there. What about Harris? Where is she going to be this weekend?
So there's actually going to be this interesting speech she's going to give. It's going to be kind of a final campaign push type of speech where she's going to be speaking at the Ellipse here in Washington, D.C. They actually had to apply for a permit with the National Park Service. So it's supposed to be, a speech where she lays out the stakes of this election, kind of lays out her final platform in the last campaign push. So we'll see if that gets the press attention that they're trying to get. But, you know, two very different events, but certainly ones that kind of stand out where each of them is going to have that one big moment speech. She's doing it here in D.C. He's doing it with the Madison Square Garden rally.
The states that Mr. Trump's going to be in, are those considered those swing states or
New York isn't, but Michigan, no. Pennsylvania, then he's also going to be in Green Bay, Wisconsin, too. Those are all considered to be very, very much toss-up races and battleground states.
So they want to make a good impression here at the last moment, then. I got it.
Yeah.
All right. So have you seen anything about spending, how much money they're spending on these campaigns?
It's quite significant, and recently the ad buys have gotten very, very aggressive, especially when you look at the House and Senate races. There's actually been a number of ad buys by a number of super PACs related to Republicans and Democrats. Republicans actually did a big ad buy campaign. I believe one of the House races in Kansas was actually on that list, too. That was through a GOP super PAC. But then you also have Democrat Senate candidates, I believe, getting a new ad buy boost that's going to be coming in the coming days.
Well, of course, in all the national hoopla, sometimes, in my opinion, sometimes we've lost track of the fact that the House and Senate are having elections, and what happens there is going to be very important to the future of our country, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely is. You know, Republicans are in a good position to take back the Senate. The House is still very much a toss-up right now because both parties do stand a good chance of this, of winning. But, you know, that will be my assignment on Election Day, so I'll be following this kind of nonstop. And it's going to be interesting. And I think, you can argue it's going to be just as fascinating as the presidential race.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, Ryan, thank you. Thank you for being with us this morning. Good information from Fox News Radio's Ryan Spells in New York City, talking about where the two major candidates are going to be this weekend as we get down to close to the election day, which is Tuesday, November 5th. Short and long-term financial goals. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Oh, well, scintillating stuff, isn't it?
Scintillating, you betcha.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, investors may often have long-term accumulation and growth as their primary objective for their retirement accounts. But what determines whether a financial goal should be considered long or short-term? Well, these may seem simple. Heck, long-term means a long ways away, and short is more immediate. Well, it's more complex than that, and the underlying investments need to match what we call the time horizon objective. For most investors, long-term financial goals are generally retirement accounts, mortgage debt, developing a new business, and saving for college if a young child. Well, short-term goals may be things like a vehicle loan paydown, funding an emergency account, consumer debt paydown, travel expenses, home improvements, and immediate payments like rent and utilities. And savings that could fall into either category may be things like paying down student loan debt, business debt, and saving the down payment for a house. Time horizons can vary from person to person according to income, age, and other assets, and sometimes market conditions. A high income earner may have considered saving for the down payment as a short-term financial goal, while it may take 6 or 7 years for a lower income earner. It's human nature to focus on the most immediate needs. If we need money for a down payment for a car, we'll often just focus on that and put other goals on the back burner. For success, it's imperative to prioritize and stick to a plan. Your retirement may be 30 years away, but your financial planning, you may learn that your retirement will suffer if you put it on hold while saving for a car. Now, work with your certified financial planner pro to help you develop your plan. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call at Saber Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
Done celebrating National Greasy Foods Day.
Oh.
Those watching the scales, beware. Although not the healthiest of choices, every once in a while, it is okay to enjoy some greasy food, or so it says here in front of me. From fried chicken, pizza, nachos, french fries, to bacon and hash brown potatoes, we all like a treat in our regular diet. Why not greasy food day? Ted, got a favorite?
Almost everything on that list.
Yeah, well,
it's fine with me. I mean, the key with that stuff is, you know, you don't want it to be swimming in grease, but as long as it's fried and nice and crisp, makes stuff tasty.
You betcha. I'm thinking, when I think of grease, I always think of the brown paper bags that the cheeseburgers came in at Take Home a Burger over on Maple. They're legendary. By the time you got to the car, you had a sack full of grease.
Do you remember a place up on North Rock for a while? It was called Dad's.
Yeah.
It was in the old Red, Hot, and Blue building.
Yeah.
Never went there.
Yeah, oh, man, that was the same thing. You went there for lunch, and you were a dead giveaway. You come back to the office, and you smelled like french fries.
Well, there you go. You know, if they
could, some grease.
They'd take that and make a cologne out of it. It would probably sell like hotcakes or hot something.
Yeah. For dogs.
I remember my dad and went back, and his coworkers at the Fourth National Bank would go to Ty's Diner for lunch, and they all took their suit coats off before they went in, so they wouldn't smell like Ty's for the rest of the day.
Well, celebrate it any way you want if you think you're healthy enough. National Greasy Foods Day. All right, guys, thank you. Coming up, 7 o'clock news, top of the hour this morning with Steve and Ted. Firefighters battle a windblown grass fire in northeast Wichita. And another busy day on the campaign trail for Harris and Trump. Those stories and more coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.